1989, when I did in fact resign from the Internal Revenue Service, and I've been speaking about my experiences and conclusions regarding the federal income tax and other constitutional liberty-related matters ever since. My guest for the first hour is Joshua Hart. He's the director of Stop Smart Meters, and their website is stopsmartmeters.org, all one word, stopsmartmeters.org. Josh, welcome to the show.
Hi, Joe. Thank you for having me on.
Well, I was. What happened was I was traveling in Santa Cruz, California, and happened to. I don't really subscribe to that many mainstream publications, but I sometimes look at the pictures and the headlines. And on the, I think it was the Santa Cruz Sentinel, there was this big, huge picture of this group in front of the Santa Cruz. I think was that the county buildings there?
County courthouse. That's right.
County courthouse, and a big protest about smart meters. The provider of electric and gas is PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric, and this huge protest going on. And I had heard just tangentially about smart meters, but didn't know much about them. But I thought, wow, this group sure seems to. And so I did a little internet searching and found this group, StopSmartMeters.org. And then got in touch with Josh, who's the director. And by the way, Josh has worked in the energy industry as a transportation planner, environmental advocate, and freelance journalist. He obtained his master's in science and transport planning in the United Kingdom at the University of Bristol?
University of the West of England at Bristol,
in 2008, completed a research project called Driven to Excess, and his research has been covered in over 100 international media outlets, including the BBC, The Guardian, Tehran Times, and The Daily Mail. More information about Josh, of course, is at stopsmartmeters.org. But Josh, why don't we just get right into this phenomenon about smart meters. We're going to be talking to a nationwide and a worldwide audience in terms of the internet. Granted, I'm sure you're on the cutting edge of fighting this, but people all over the country and the world are going to be fighting it if they're not already. So why don't you start telling us what we need to worry about with smart meters?
Well, people should be fighting this. On the surface, it's like, the utility's going to install a new meter. It's technological. It's better. It's a step forward, and they tell you it'll save greenhouse gas emissions and let you know more about your energy usage. And it sounds all good, but the more that you peel away the layers, the more problematic this whole project and the whole smart grid program becomes. And my situation was a year ago. I was living in the Santa Cruz Mountains with my girlfriend, and all of a sudden, one day we get a letter from our local utility, Pacific Gas and Electric, saying, that we're going to install a smart meter on your home. And my girlfriend was very apprehensive. She was really worried about the electromagnetic radiation coming from the meters. And I said, oh, well, it's just like a cell phone, right? It's not a big deal. And she's like, no, but like cell phones are really bad. And, it's not good for you. And I sort of was laughing at her, making fun of her, because I always been sort of the mindset that people who are talking about electromagnetic health problems are sort of tinfoil hat nutters, and she's like, no, really, though, it's serious, it's a risk to your health. And so I looked into a lot of the science, a lot of the peer-reviewed science that's been carried out looking at this question about whether wireless is actually damaging to our health. And what I found was really shocking, that there are all these studies, thousands of studies, linking a variety of health problems to microwave radiation at levels that are far below what the FCC allows humans to be exposed to in this country. So things like DNA damage and breaches of the blood-brain barrier and cancer, leukemia, and of course in May of this year, just a couple of months ago, the World Health Organization came out with this earth-shattering reversal, because it had been saying all along, oh, wireless is safe. Don't worry about the cell phones, it's fine. And then, under huge pressure from the medical community, looking at all the available science, it's pretty clear that cell phones are causing brain tumors, and that, there could be a lot of other serious, and are a lot of other serious health effects from this stuff. So given that, it's not really the best time to be rolling out what is essentially the most significant increase in electromagnetic radiation in our communities, and add that to, you know, just a very, very serious civil liberties and privacy violations. Basically, the utility and the government will know what's going on in your home, what kinds of activities you're doing, when what your daily pattern is, how many people are present at your home. Add that to the, you know, privacy and the fire safety issues, that there have been explosions linked to these things, that the installations are being done by untrained installers who make mistakes and lead to house fires that have killed people. This is amounting to, you know, this whole dream of a smart grid of clean tech is really leading to a lot of harm, both ecologically and to human health, and people should, and you know, of course, violating our privacy, and people need to mobilize and fight this stuff. And increasingly, it's spreading. You know, we're getting reports of new groups forming in places like Kansas and British Columbia, Michigan. There's people fighting this in Florida. So this is incredibly, incredibly serious. This program was announced with very little notification. I think there's a good reason for that, is that if people had advance warning, we'd have had more time to organize. But as it is, right now, the at least in the United States, the smart meters are being rolled out extremely rapidly, and the industry uses the term deployed, which I think is a lot like an army coming in and, you know, invading and deploying its troops. So that's
Absolutely.
The situation.
From your perspective, being educated abroad and apparently doing a fair amount of travel and looking at at different parts of the world, how is the, California, wherever PG&E services, are they, cutting edge in terms of the amount of smart meters that they've installed, and also as far as the agenda, the lying and deceit that's gone on to get to this point?
Yeah. PG&E is this is what the former CEO said at a conference with the Public Utilities Commission about a year ago. He said that we're pioneers. He meant in terms of installing numbers of smart meters. And pioneers always get a lot of arrows. So basically, he was comparing, I guess us, the people who are organizing against smart meters, to Native Americans and PG&E and the installers to the settlers, who came in and basically stole the land. And it's a lot like that, actually, the situation. PG&E is taking people's property by making it uninhabitable. There are long-term concerns about the health issues for many, many people who learn about the science and the risk, and but there are short-term health realities for the growing population of the country who are electro-hypersensitive, people who are getting sick from wireless radiation, and that includes a lot of us. And it's very, very disturbing that thousands of people have submitted health reports to the Public Utilities Commission here in California. We've packed the chambers numerous times. There's been media coverage of this, and yet nothing happens. The rollout continues as if nothing's wrong, and all the smart grid companies, continue chirping about how this is going to save, carbon dioxide, even though there's no evidence that it does, and it's going to produce all these jobs. What it's really doing is producing a lot of wealth for the utility industry and for the increasing number of companies who are springing up, just salivating, waiting to, use your data, basically, because what appliances you use in your home, how you live, all this stuff is like marketing gold to corporations. And they'll use that data, sell it, they'll analyze it, they'll sell it back and develop a profile of you. The privacy element alone is enough to halt this program, aside from the health effects. It's really, really serious. It's basically a permanent warrantless search into your home that the police have access to. It's already been used, smart meter data to bust marijuana growers, to bust people who are operating a business out of their home that otherwise the government would have no, idea that they're doing that. So this is really Big Brother spying on your home environment, and largely it's come about without any warning. So people are mobilizing in large numbers and fighting back, and we're continuing to see protests and confrontations in the street. you know, especially here in Santa Cruz and up in Marin County, up in Mendocino, we've had a lot of reports of people, you know, just standing peacefully in front of the trucks and refusing to move, refusing to just go along with this deployment, which is like one of the most undemocratic forced, you know, installations of technology that we've ever seen. So it's really bad. I don't want to underplay how serious this is, because it's incredibly serious. I mean, we're swamped by hundreds and hundreds of people reporting illnesses, headaches, nausea, dizziness, insomnia is a particularly bad one. So people need to be aware of this threat and to fight back and organize, you know, street by street in communities to keep these guys out. They're coming around, you know, every day.
Yeah, and I from that news coverage, I mean, I'm thinking to myself, well, if even the Santa Cruz Sentinel, which, you know, I guess I don't know for sure if it's owned by the huge mega corporation.
It is.
Media conglomerate.
We call it the Senile.
Okay. So to actually, you know, have a mainstream paper reporting on it at all, at least one of the benefits was that, you know, somebody like myself who does try to keep a finger on the pulse of, you know, these kinds of encroachments on our privacy,
mm-hmm.
Usually it's by the government or by some agent of the government or by some private company that's happy to, you know, share information. Anyway, we've got a break coming up. Our guest is Joshua Hart. He's the director of StopSmartMeters.org. StopSmartMeters.org is the website, and this is the cutting edge of what's going on across the country and the world. So I invite you to listen to the rest of the show and find out more about what you can do about it. Thank you very much for joining us.
Join the Cavalcade to Freedom. The Cavalcade back to constitutional government. Climb on board and do your part to proclaiming liberty throughout the land. Join and support Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. To view the strategic plan, to spread the word, and to get information on joining, go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com or call the fellowship office at 410-857-5444. That's 410-857-5444. To join the Cavalcade to Freedom. America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network.
There's a reason education is because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. It's the big, wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. They're irrelevant. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, and city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the They spend billions of dollars every year lobbying to get what they want. Well, we know what they want. They want more for themselves and less for everybody else. But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right. You know something? They don't want people who are smart enough to sit around the kitchen table and figure out how badly they get by a system that threw them overboard. They don't want that. You know what they want? They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept all these increasingly jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money. They want your retirement money. They want it back so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network.
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Turk. News
news, sports, and more. The official home of Elliot Bock, Climus, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network. If you don't want to click on this page.
Bitty vote on whether to act on the matter of the bat, which has been trapped in this chamber for the past 15 minutes. All those in favor of attempting to capture the bat, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
It's clear that the majority of those present feel we need to act. I therefore propose that we have all the lights in the chambers turned off and all the windows open. The bat will fly towards the sunlight and out the window.
No, Mr. Chairman, I respectfully disagree. The best plan of action is to capture the bat and then release it outside.
Oh! Get out!
Representative McCullough, I believe that catching the bat would prove extremely difficult. It's very fast.
Well, I have read that...
Peeling back the layers every day with Frank Turek. Wall 4, news, sports, and more. The official home of Elliot Bock, Climus, Alex Jones, Mark Levin, and the hosts of Liberty Works Radio Network.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
He went without food, not to lose weight, but to help people lose generations of hate. While many around him rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. When others used religion as an excuse for war, he used it to remind them of love. Mahatma Gandhi made the world a far better place by reaching out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. Soul, pass it on.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe, more real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the agent for truth, Joe Bannister, your host, freedomabovefortune.com and agentfortruth.com. My guest is Joshua Hart. He's the director of Stop Smart Meters, and their website is stopsmartmeters.org, all one word. And before the break, we were talking about, well, just kind of a wide swath of summary, you know, in terms of what kind of health problems develop from this, how PG&E, Pacific Gas and Electric Company, the utility out in the western United States, what they're up to, and the deployment, as Joshua says they call it, more like an occupying force than just delivering a, you know, utility services to the public. So we want to try to get into here in the next segment is what specific battles Josh has fought there in Santa Cruz, in Santa Cruz County and the city of Santa Cruz. The city of Santa Cruz is within Santa Cruz County. And then the other counties that he's aware of, so that we can give you a good idea of, you know, when they come to a city near you. So, Josh, please continue with what's going on in your neck of the woods.
Thanks, Joe. Yeah, well, a year ago, after PG&E tried to install a smart meter on our home, we organized the Scotts Valley Neighbors Against Smart Meters. This is a neighborhood group. And we went to the city council with about two or three dozen people, and this was right before an election, so they were particularly keen to show how responsive they were to the community. And we got them to join some petitions at the Public Utilities Commission demanding that PG&E halt the installation for reasons of health and accuracy. The meters are also overcharging people. And since Scotts Valley City Council did that in July, a number of other, in fact, all the local governments within Santa Cruz County, the county itself and the four cities, all basically demanded a halt to the program formally, either through resolutions or the county itself actually passed an ordinance prohibiting smart meter installation, which basically makes it a crime for the utility to install. Now, a year ago, we had a number of protests at the yard where they were installing from. This is right by the beach in Santa Cruz. And we basically stood in front of their trucks and refused to move. And the sheriff was there, and at that time, PG&E basically told the sheriff to back off because they didn't want the negative publicity. So after that, they withdrew from the county for about a year, and now in the last month or two, they're back at the same yard. You know, they have about 50 or 60 trucks, these white Wellington Energy trucks, which is the contractor, and they are deploying throughout the county illegally every day. And, you know, we called the sheriff saying, look, you know, there's a violation of this local ordinance that is passed by our board of supervisors. What they're doing is technically illegal, and we want you to take the citizen's arrest and cite or even arrest this company that's doing this. And the sheriff has refused to enforce the law of his own accord. Even worse, he's come around, and instead of citing the PG&E for breaking the law, he's actually arresting peaceful protesters and enabling the installation to continue. So as a result of that, you know, a group of citizens have decided to launch an effort to recall Sheriff Wowak, who's refusing to enforce the law and, you know, putting corporate profits above the health and safety of regular Santa Cruz residents. And so that's where we're at right now. Installations continue illegally in the county. We've got reports, many reports of residents, you know, getting together in the street and stopping the trucks from rolling down. And, you know, there was a man the other day who told us that none of his neighbors were home, but he knew that they were on this delay list, you know, which is people call to the utility and say, we don't want the smart meter. And the guy, the installer, started installing on their house. And this guy has a pacemaker, and there have been reports of pacemaker interference. So, of course, he was really worried about his friend's health. He basically put himself between the installer and the meter. And there was a brief scuffle, you know, where the installer pushed his hand away. And this kind of stuff is happening all over the place. When we have a situation where state regulatory agencies who are meant to step in and protect people's health, protect the public health, that just aren't doing that, you know, people are left to fend for themselves. And that's exactly what we're seeing. You know, in some cases, you know, it gets really, really, you know, intense in the streets. And you know, people are putting themselves at risk. And these guys are driving the Wellington Energy employees who are paid $50 an hour because it's a really difficult job because everyone's yelling at you, saying we don't want the smart meter, we don't want cancer, and get out of our neighborhood. They're paid $50 an hour to come in and do a dirty job. You know, they are temp workers trained only 20 hours for this whole job. The FCC even requires that the installation be done by a professional, and that's not happening. So, you know, it's a really ugly time period in our history. And I think, you know, there's going to be a lot more uprisings against this, you know, from residents all over the country.
How is the county Board of Supervisors reacting to the sheriff? I mean, obviously the sheriff is an elected official, but so are the county Board of Supervisors. Are they siding with the sheriff? Or are they trying to kind of run and hide and duck the issue?
Yeah, that's probably the latter description is probably a good description of what's going on with all the elected officials. Everyone is distancing themselves from the program because it's so unpopular. Our state assembly members and senators are saying, oh, it's the PUC, it's the Public Utilities Commission, this appointed commission, it's not us. The Board of Supervisors has taken a stance where they've sent letters to PG&E and Wellington threatening enforcement of their ordinance. I think that they adopted the ordinance with the full intention that it be enforced. However, you know, the sheriff isn't doing that. So, you know, for whatever reason, whether it be pressure from above or whatnot. So there's been, you know, renewed pressure on the Board of Supervisors to do something. But so far, they have not, you know, gone to the legal route and tried to get an injunction. So that's what we've been pushing the county to do, and they have not been doing it. But there has been—it's not just Santa Cruz County. You know, in California, there have been 45 cities and counties who have formally demanded a halt to the program, and that's, you know, ranges from Mendocino, San Luis Obispo, Sonoma, you know, up north to the Oregon border. And 13 have actually passed, you know, laws prohibiting smart meter installation. And in some places, you know, unfortunately, Santa Cruz County sheriff doesn't understand that this is hurting people's health or doesn't want to understand that. And is an immediate risk to the health and safety of the public. But unfortunately, other police and law enforcement officers are seeing the seriousness of it. We've just had reports that in Fairfax, which is up in Marin County, just north of San Francisco, they've had the first ordinance on the books prohibiting smart meter installation. And just yesterday, we heard a report that the police chief called three PG&E meter installers into the station and said, "We're going to be citing you if we see you out there installing meters." So I think there is a willingness, in some local jurisdictions to stand up to this, megalomaniacal, monopolistic utility that we're seeing really out of hand. And PG&E is one of the worst utilities in the country. I mean, they are just, I mean, this is the evil corporation in Erin Brockovich, where she fought for the people in the small town of Hinckley whose water was being poisoned. And this is the same corporation who's, operating the Diablo Canyon nuclear power plant on an earthquake fault, a lot like the Fukushima reactor. This is the same corporation who, basically murdered eight people in the town just south of San Francisco of San Bruno, in the pipeline explosion last year. And I say murdered, not lightly. The executives at the top of the company basically made a conscious decision to ignore safety procedures and testing on the pipeline when they knew that it could result in a disaster like this and people's lives could be lost and property could be lost. So they did that to maximize their profit, and this is exactly the same thing that's happening with the smart meter program. They are making a conscious decision to ignore the thousands of safety and health complaints. And the vast damage that this program is doing to the ecology and to the health of the California public, and they're pushing forward because they want to save money by laying off meter readers. They want to make a lot of money by selling your private data to like Google and other corporations. They're marketing these smart meters so heavily on TV and in direct mailings, and saying it's good for the environment, and they're having to basically sell a product that they've already sold you. To avoid an even more widespread public uprising. So it's sometimes I wake up and I'm like, is this just a bad dream? Do I just wake up and invasion of the body snatchers? Because it's just one of these things. It's like people are getting sick in their own homes and being driven from their homes in some cases, and for a lot of people in California, the smart grid has been an absolute nightmare, the way that it's been handled and rolled out. And the executives and the people who are running this, the elected officials who are failing to protect us, all will need to be held to account in the future for the damage they're causing.
Well, for someone that made fun of his girlfriend a year ago or so.
Yeah, I'm a convert.
You're a testament to taking a look, which
honey,
of course
right
my listeners know about my story, in terms of just taking a look. Somebody makes a claim that you think is outrageous, and you look into it and you find that they're absolutely right, and it's really about people's health. Mm-hmm. Where you're supposed to love your neighbor as yourself, care for your neighbor, and here not only ourselves but our neighbors are being subjected to things that are harming them, their health, monitoring their every move.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, talk about Orwellian. You couldn't get much more Orwellian than this.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. I mean, look at what's happening. In the Bay Area, the Bay Area Rapid Transit District in order to suppress a protest, just switch off their cell phone network. Now, I think they should probably switch off their cell phone network for good. But the fact that they did it for to suppress a political protest, I think it's very chilling. And the erosion of civil liberties that we've seen over the past 10 years or so since 9/11 is very disturbing. And the smart meter and ramps it up to a whole new level. So,
could you tell me, or could we get a little bit more also into the actual workings of the smart meter, so that people could understand?
Yeah,
sure. Not everyone's an engineer or understands about microwaves, but could you give the listeners a little snapshot of just what kind of health risks there are by being anywhere close to even your smart meter or the smart meter that's in your neighbor's yard?
Sure.
Or whatever.
Sure. Well, and I say smart meters in quotation marks. Smart, they're definitely not smart. But what we're talking about here are new wireless devices that are being used for, in some cases, depending on your area, your water, your gas, and your electric meter. So there's three meters that could potentially be swapped out without your permission, and that's going on all across the country. Basically, the way they're doing it in California is they will take your old analog meter with the spinning disc, they'll remove it from your home without even asking, and replace it with a digital wireless smart meter. The whole unit comes off, the circular unit, and it's replaced. And the way that you can tell is that, you know, generally it's the ones with a LCD readout that are the smart meters, and those are pulsing. You can actually measure the microwave pulses that come every 5 to 6 seconds, and are individually about 10 times stronger than a Wi-Fi router. You know, roughly, according to Cindy Sage and associates, who are environmental consultants in Santa Barbara, they've measured and calculated that living with a smart meter in your home is approximately equivalent to living within 500 feet of a major cell phone tower. So it's significant levels, you know, that are higher than existing levels in the home from your cell phone or your cordless phone or your Wi-Fi or your baby monitor, all these things that we've sort of surrounded ourselves with. But, you know, a lot of people, a lot of scientists and health practitioners who are looking at this, looking at the smart meter, saying, well, you know, the smart meter may be the thing that broke the camel's back in terms of cumulative exposure from all these devices. You know, and in fact, that's what we're seeing. A lot of people, the smart meter goes in, a lot of people are becoming electrosensitive, and it's not only the smart meter that's affecting them, but after they become sensitized, you know, you're sensitive to your cell phone, and you can't hold
Josh,
it up to your head
anymore. We got a break coming up, and this is a very important part of the conversation, so sorry to have to step on you like that, but our guest is Josh Hart. He's the director of Stop Smart Meters. Website is stopsmartmeters.org. They could certainly use your donations. But we'll be right back after these messages for our final segment with Josh.
Liberty Works Radio Network, enlightening you to the real problems we face in our constitutional republic, helping you to better understand what has to be done to save America from becoming a third world nation. Please do your part in spreading this voice of truth and enlightenment to your fellow Americans. Join the Liberty Works Radio Network Fellowship. Go to www.libertyworksradionetwork.com for details. Liberty Works Radio, truth in broadcasting.
Several months ago, I watched as Sarah Palin delivered an inspiring speech to the nation, and I was proud to be a conservative. Today's celebration reminds me of just how blessed I am to be an American. When I was given the opportunity to compete in the Tropicana Speech Contest, I knew that I would write about something dear to me, my freedom. My speech is entitled America's Freedom and is dedicated to my great-grandmother Leth, who recently passed away at the age of 95. What do you think about when I say the word freedom? Some think about America being a free country, and others just think about having rights and being free. You probably think this speech is about freedom, but no. It is about how Americans are slowly losing their freedoms. My parents have taught me to love my country, and I appreciate the blood that was shed for our freedom. From the beaches of Normandy to the sands of Iraq, Americans have paid a great price so we could live free. Sadly, many among us just don't seem to care about the sacrifice it took to build this great nation. It seems as though we are more interested in our own pleasures than preserving our independence and liberties. Truth is, there's many who want to change our way of life, who don't respect the great traditions of America. These are the same people who support the growing attack upon our private property in the name of environmental protection, or the recent talk of limiting free speech with the Fairness Doctrine. Now, there's a twist for you. How can it be fair if the people don't get to choose for themselves? Where is the freedom in that? There are those who continually attempt to shoot down our right to bear arms promised by the Second Amendment. On a personal level, we've seen independence, self-reliance, and individual responsibility replaced with complacency and apathy. Today, many of our schools don't teach the values and patriotic pride that my parents were taught just a few years ago. Yes, a price may have been paid on the battlefield, but the war is far from over. If we don't act now, before it's too late, we won't have any freedoms left, and America will no longer be the America we know and love. John Adams said, it best when he wrote, "A constitution of government once changed from freedom can never be restored. Liberty once lost is lost forever." I believe we have a patriotic responsibility to stand up to those who seek to destroy these constitutional freedoms. If you believe in the values and principles that make this nation great, and if you enjoy the freedoms we have as Americans, then join me. Join me in standing up to those who seek to destroy these freedoms. Join me in taking back this great nation and protecting our independence and liberties. Because you can make a difference. I can make a difference. And together, we will make a difference. Thank you, and God bless.
Did you know that no Christian church accepted contraception as morally permissible before 1930? Discover why and how to work with a woman's natural times of being fertile and infertile. Learn a 99% effective method of natural family planning in English or Spanish through classes or home study. Search for a class at the Couple to Couple League's website, ccli.org, or call 800-745-8252.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If I could have a heart-to-heart with my mom.
I'd probably talk about girls.
We'd probably talk about girls.
Anything. Boys, school, clothes.
You'd be amazed at what they'll talk about if you give them the chance.
If I had a heart-to-heart with my dad.
If it were real heart-to-heart, I'd tell my parents what I'm going through.
I'd probably talk to them about growing up.
I'd probably tell my dad that I wish we'd do more stuff together.
I don't think it has to be a heart-to-heart. I just want to talk.
Give your family everything. Give them your time.
America, born to freedom. The Liberty Revolution is on. Liberty Works Radio Network. Truth in broadcasting.
Now live from coast to coast and around the globe. More real talk, the kind you want, on Liberty Works Radio Network.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Freedom Above Fortune radio show. I am the Agent for Truth, Joe Bannister, your host, freedomabovefortune.com and agentfortruth.com. Our guest is Joshua Hart. He's the director of Stop Smart Meters, and their website is stopsmartmeters.org. Many of you may not have heard of this smart meter phenomenon, and it's a real danger to everyone on multiple levels. Before the break, Josh was describing the way these smart meters work and how the way they work can actually affect your health. And maybe we could also branch off into, the monitoring effect and how it can basically destroy your privacy as well.
So, yeah, thanks again, Joe. So we were talking about electric smart meters, which are the worst. They also use battery-powered little gray boxes, at least in California, attached to your pre-existing gas meter that will read the meter and relay that about 4 to 6 times a day to the utility, whereas the electric meter pulses about 22,000 times a day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So the electric meter has been implicated in most of the health effects and of course, the privacy violations. Water districts are also putting wireless water meter reading systems on water meters. Now, you know, if these things are on your property, you have a right to refuse them. And we encourage people to do that. You know, we're encouraging people to lock up their meters if the utility does not provide reassurance that they won't install one, as is the case in many areas. And if you do have a smart meter installed, you have a right to have it removed because it's your property. Now, in terms of the effects of the meters, we've heard a lot of people reporting headaches and insomnia. Those are the two most common ones. And, you know, a lot of medical researchers are looking at the way that the pulses are transmitted from the meters, you know, constantly, these really intense pulses every 4 seconds, and concluding that according to research, you know, laboratory research, pulsed microwaves versus constant microwaves tend to be more biologically damaging because it sort of the theory is that it engages the body's fight or flight response, having been constantly bombarded with microwaves. And you know, just to sort of back up and say that the smart meters are not smart. You know, layering this thick level of electro smog throughout our communities is not a smart thing to do or a wise thing to do. But neither is putting all these cell towers up and cell phone antennas and mobile Wi-Fi and rural wireless. I mean, this whole concept of being able to provide high speed internet for every American wirelessly is actually, you know, criminally dangerous. And you know, this layer upon layer of microwave radiation, which, you know, human beings never evolved with. We evolved with radiation from the sun and other types of radiation, but in nature, microwave radiation is very, very rare. You know, the only times that you really see it in nature are during a lightning strike and from a star. And, you know, of course, the nearest star is, you know, many millions of miles away. So, you know, people are not evolved to deal with this new kind of radiation. And for the longest time, we've assumed that, oh, that, you know, the nuclear, the ionizing side of the electromagnetic spectrum, the gamma radiation, the X-rays are dangerous, but all of the microwaves and on the other side, the non-ionizing, is safe. And that has really been blown apart by the recent World Health Organization announcement. So, you know, there are two sides to this story, as, you know, as in most campaigns. But on the one side, you have a telecommunications industry and utility industry that is hell-bent on you know, leaving no area untouched on the planet in terms of wireless access, high-speed internet access. And then you have a growing population of people who are not only electrosensitive, but also a number of people who are becoming aware of the risks of doing that, you know, to our DNA, to our future genetic you know, future, to our health, and to just, you know, the way that we operate as a society. And, you know, we got to ask ourselves as Americans, are we going to tolerate the basically what is essentially the forced relocation of about 2 to 3% of the population who are electrically hypersensitive? Because that's essentially what's happening. We need to be honest with ourselves here, that people are being, you know, basically evicted from our society, forced to live in the woods in very remote locations, live in their cars. You know, there are too many people that are contacting us that are in that situation, and it's incredible that this is happening in 2011 America. It's just it's mind-boggling.
Well, you would probably agree with me that, you know, except for the brain dead, shall we say, you know, people that just don't want to think or be concerned about anything at all, anyone that is alerted to this even being an issue, you know, there's probably so many people that are just unaware.
Mm-hmm.
Where would you recommend that people could go? Because obviously you've kind of started from scratch, and now you've become someone who can, or you founded an organization that can educate people. Where can people go to learn more about the dangers of smart meters, and also, of course, the successes of those who are fighting against them?
Well, there's a number of different websites. Obviously, you mentioned ours, stopsmartmeters.org, and on that website there are a lot of links on the right-hand column that people can go to and follow and learn more. Another couple of good websites are EMF, for electromagnetic field, EMFSafetyNetwork.org, and they're based up in Sebastopol in Sonoma County in California. I learned a lot from them. Cindy Sage and Associates is a research firm and EMF experts based in Santa Barbara. Cindy Sage was one of the authors of the Bioinitiative report, which summarizes the scientific evidence for you know, wireless health damage. And you know, certainly the Bioinitiative report is an excellent resource of itself. You can also read a full analysis of the potential health effects and the actual measurements from smart meters at Cindy's report, and that's at sagereports.com. That's S-A-G-E reports, one word, .com. There's really a lot online, and the more you look into this, this is sort of tied up in the whole cell phone safety debate that we're seeing now. Where various government agencies are considering, much too late, much too weak, but they're considering putting warning labels on cell phones or putting up notices to warn. San Francisco has some legislation, the Right to Know legislation. So I think people are increasingly aware that this is a problem. If you admit that wireless radiation, that cell phones are dangerous, then it raises all these other questions, which is, what is the industry's role within government? What is the government's, responsibility that they're not living up to? And who's actually looking out for us? We trust that someone hands us a phone and it's safe and it's not going to kill us. We trust that someone puts something on our house, it's safe and it's not going to kill us. But really, I just watched the movie Gasland the other night. I don't know if you've seen that, Joe.
No, I haven't.
But this is about the natural gas fracking, about natural gas mining. And, this documentary filmmaker goes out to all the places where the industry is drilling on public lands, and they're injecting all these chemicals into the ground. People's wells are polluted. Their tap water is catching on fire. And they're saying, we went to the state, we complain. They're obviously breaking laws here, and the regulatory agencies aren't doing anything. And meanwhile, people are suffering all these health effects, like headaches, nausea, and dizziness. And it was like, I looked at this film and I was like, oh my God, this is the exact same story with smart meters. It's like industry in this country is out of control, and regular citizens are realizing that, even the hard way. A lot of other people are in denial about it, but it's really the case that if we want to ensure our safety and health, that we're going to, begin to have to do it ourselves, or really change the way that things are being run on a state and national level.
Could not agree more. Mm-hmm. Now, I know that, from city to city and state to state, it would be a different process, but can you give people just a brief thumbnail if what they can do if they don't have one yet, and, to stop it from being installed, if someone already has one, what they can do to get it removed, and then what they can do to, overall to band together and fight?
Well, the first step is really to educate yourself about the issue, to look and to really have the facts at your fingertips about these. And our website's a good resource for that, and educate yourself. And then talk to your neighbors. Talk to the people who live on your street. Come together as a community, and either as a street or a neighborhood or a city. And decide that collectively you don't want these things in your home or in your street or in your city, and make plans to keep them out. On a street level, that means either having a few people who are mostly there during the day, keep an eye on the street, and having a phone list, having signed statements that your neighbors are qualified to speak for you, and ask any smart meter installers to get off of properties that they're installing. It might mean physically locking up meters to prevent installation, and there's examples of that on our website. And certainly, growing industry of handymen and women who are going around and doing this work for people. And that can mean, locking it up with a chain, or building a wooden box around it, or an upside-down Rubbermaid dish drainer and brackets to the house. And basically this prohibits them from removing the analog meter. You want to protect your analog meter if you still have one. And basically eyes on the street. Like, if all the neighbors sort of, get together and have a discussion about this and agree that they don't want it, then, that's a plan, and that's the community speaking up for itself. And there's a ton of smart meter free zones up here in California and other states that have been set up, putting signs in the front yard. We have signs you can download on our website. So really making a fuss, writing letters to the editor, bringing it up at the city council or county meeting, having presentations to the local representatives, and getting them to take a stand against these, and then putting electoral pressure on, state and federal elected officials to, reverse this program. And really, what needs to happen is that these smart meters all need to be removed, and the analog meters need to be replaced. But the very minimum that needs to happen is that the wireless mesh network because all these meters are just talking to one another. They're sending bursts of information. You know, they're pinging to other meters, and then that information is going to a data collector unit antenna, which is mounted on a utility pole and then sent to a Verizon cell tower to download your data. But this is it's not just about fighting it on your own. It's about getting together with your neighbors and your community and fighting it together, because everyone, whether you have one on your home or not, is going to be affected by this mesh network of constant microwave signals that's being sent around. And it's dangerous. It's, you know, the science is in. It says it's there's no guarantee that this is safe. And it's experience in California and other states where these meters have gone in says very much the opposite, that they're extremely hazardous and people should stay away from them. There are people who if you do have a smart meter already and you never gave consent to it, I would recommend that everyone, whether or not they've received a smart meter, send a certified letter to their utility revoking consent for them to install a smart meter. That letter is on our website. You can personalize it. It's just up at the top it says sample letter to utility. And that has to be sent certified mail so that you have future proof of your refusal to allow the meter to be installed on your property. But you call the utility, and if you have a smart meter, say, I want this off my house, they'll say, sorry, you're out of luck. Everyone has to have one. But this is your home, and you have a right to not have a carcinogenic device attached to it. And since you were never asked and gave your consent, it is your right to have that, to have an electrician, an approved electrician, remove that meter. You can purchase an analog meter yourself at many electricity supply shops. I know that Real Goods has one. You can order by mail in Northern California. This is your right to not be exposed to this radiation. And that's basically what our advice to people is. If you don't have one already, then defend your analog meter and work with your neighbors and your community to defend their analog system. If you do have a meter, that you have a right to have it removed. If you, for some reason, can't do that or don't want to, people have also done shielding, putting up metal shielding material.
Oh, Josh, I'm so sorry to have to interrupt you. Please stick with us for the second hour of the Freedom Above Fortune radio show, when our guest will be Dee Dee.